The CJLO, 1690 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. The Société de Transport de Montréal is looking to develop property along the Blue Line extension. The plan is to work with private contractors to build housing and generate revenue from rents. The funds will go towards adding 5 metro stops to the Blue Line by 2031 and modernizing the STM's bus fleet. The STM is currently facing a multi-billion dollar budget shortfall because of reduced federal and provincial funding. Concordia and McGill University announced that they will no longer pursue legal action against the provincial government over tuition hikes for out-of-province students. The 33% tuition hike will remain in effect despite both universities speaking out against the quote-unquote unreasonable increase. Concordia University is looking at cost-cutting measures to address its 8-figure budget deficit. These cuts include not renewing limited-term appointments, reducing shuttle bus service, and the closure of Montreal Institute for Genocide and Human Rights Studies. The average tuition cost and fees for out-of-province students at Concordia are now $14,362 per year. Sinners and One Battle After Another swept at the 2026 Oscar Awards. Ryan Coogler's Sinners was nominated 16 times, making it the most nominated film in Oscar history. From those 16 nominations, 4 were won, including Best Soundtrack, Cinematography, Original Screenplay, and Best Actor. Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another won 6 awards last night, and most notably winning Best Picture and Best Director. I'm Lorena Coutan-Borossian with CJLO News.
Deep in my late night fear. was Nina Jirachi with her song Delete off her album I Love My Computer. This is this week's episode of Bikini Broadcast, and we're doing electronic music, dance music. I don't know a lot about like electronic music genres, so I probably can't like categorize everything, but that's not really the point. The point is to listen and to have fun, and I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a really fun playlist. I guess I was very inspired because last week, kind of at the end of last week, a lot of things lined up in my life, and very suddenly, like, it was like Wednesday night to Friday morning, I guess, Friday, like, kind of afternoon, and maybe Saturday, it was like everything in my life was about, like, electronic music. Well, I got, there was just, like, a lot of information about synths very suddenly, because I was looking at them in class, and then I'd been looking at them at someone's house, and I was like, wow, what's going on? And like, I've been texting my friends who were also learning how to play synths, and it was just like everything was lining up, and my roommate came home, and she had also just been, and I was like, what's going on? And then I went Thursday night also to a DJ set at Barbosa. I like want to call it something more exciting than that, but some of my friends were DJing at Barbosa. Shout out Naya and Iola, who actually have a show on CJLO. Check out Inside. They had an amazing set Thursday night at Barbosa, and I was like, and my reading for class that morning, okay, now I'm rambling, but it had been like on like feminist history of like synthesizers, and it was like almost all women at the DJ set, and I was like, wow, this is all incredible. So yeah, I was very inspired, and I'm just gonna keep playing the tracks now. Next up is MIA. I've been like really into MIA recently. This is one of my favorite tracks as of recent. It's Steppin' Up.
Song. Rubber dubba dub dub, rubber dubba dubba dub. Hell, I didn't know, kidding, boy, I need a rub. Rubber dubba dub dub, rubber dubba dubba dub. Me and my speaker speaking sub sub sub, sub 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 sub. You know who I am, I run this fucking club. Dubba 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 dub, clubba clubba lubba lub. Waistlines and ass, anything fast. Hopping on my leg, yo, I'm on my fucking glass. Make your money last, hide it in a flask. Sound of a bomb blast, throw it in the bag. Waistlines and cars, anything fast. Know who I am, I run this fucking club. Speakers switch us up, throwing fire like a mob. Flash, bang, thunder, demolition job. Anything fast, hopping on my leg, yo, I'm on my fucking glass. Make your money last, hide it in the flask. Sound of a bomb blast, throw it in the bag. I can nail a sound, and the shake will make you jump. Dun 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 dun. I can smash your beat, so the track will make you run. Run 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 run. I'm pulled up to the TI, tie up just for fun. Bun, 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 bun. Get ready.
have a bomb blast, throw it in a bag.
Art Matters, North America's largest student-run fine arts festival, is back for its 26th edition. This year's theme is Unstable Grounds, and over the next month, we'll be inviting artists and the Montreal community to consider how we construct foundations upon continually shifting landscapes. Thursday, March 19th from 6 to 9 p.m., join us at Atelier 2112 at 2112 at the Tegan for A Way of Willing It, a vernissage night featuring the work of eight artists and curated by Amelia Steudel. And on Saturday, March 21st from 7 to 10 p.m., come to the White Wall Studio for Perverts, a one-night event featuring sculpture, audio, painting, projection, and speculative diagrams curated by Renee Barnes. Find us at 4532 Avenue Laval. Music by Elliot Roby, and for more information, visit artmattersfestival.org.
Oh! Uh-oh. You're gonna have to tune into Sex in the 60th, a weird play on Sex in the City, on Sundays at 1 p.m. hosted by Abraxia, to hear the weirdest, psychiest, craziest, wackiest show on the airwaves on CJLO. You're gonna hate it. No, you're gonna love it. No, you're gonna hate it. I don't know if you have to tune in to know how you're gonna feel about it. I don't know.
Hi, this is Towers, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, my name is Ingrid. You're listening to this week's episode of Bikini Broadcast. We're doing electronic music today. I hope it's been fun so far. I've had fun. I had a lot of fun, like, making the playlist this week. Yeah, and next up we have some CanCon. It's actually, okay, the next song I really, really love. It's by Girls Rituals. It's called I Love Music. And Girls Rituals came out of the duo Black Dresses, I believe, who also has some really awesome stuff. I recommend you check it out. It's a little, like, heavier than what I have on the playlist today. But this song's a lot of fun. I recommend this album, too. Yeah, let's get into it. And after that, you'll hear Mara, who is based in Montreal, I believe. Yeah.
I love music, I love to say and dance, I love the world, even if you can't believe that fact. I love music, I love to say and dance, I love the world, even if you can't believe that fact. Cause I'm ugly, so I know how it feels to be ugly. I'm so pretty, so I know how it feels to be pretty. I'm so ugly, so I know how it feels to be ugly. I'm so pretty, so I know how it feels to be pretty. Tidal wave of blood washing over me. Tidal wave of blood washing over me. There used to be a reason for me. There used to be a reason for me in this world. I'm a witch, I'm a bitch. I just wish something would turn out right for once. I'm a witch, I'm a bitch. I'm a weirdo, I'm a bimbo. I just wish something would turn out right for me. Just one more time.
I figure one day things will get better. I just hope they don't get 10 times fucking worse like they always do. But
thank you.
That is Mara with their song Dangerous Games. A Montreal DJ and producer and artist. The album is pretty new, I think, like February 5th, so check it out if you like it. Yeah, next. Oh, and before that you heard Girls Rituals with I Love Music, and before the ads, I realized I forgot to say was Run the Heart by Sleigh Bells. Yeah, really love that Sleigh Bells album. I thought it'd be fun to do something like a little older but still pretty electronic. Yeah. And okay, next, I found this song on YouTube like literally an hour and a half ago, and I was not expecting to, but I just like threw it on the playlist because I was like, it's really cool. The video only had like 200 views, but it was a really cool music video. I think she's from Russia. Her name is Lala Devochka, and this is her song I Don't Chase, I Attract. You can look her up, but yeah, also has like a new album, and yeah, for this episode, I was really trying to dig around and discover some new stuff and some like way more unknown stuff. So I wanted to throw this in. We have something really interesting at the end as well that I hope we'll get to. But yeah, enjoy. And then after that, you'll hear OK Lou. I love her. Yeah.
Thank you.
Two by OK Lou, and that's what I'm feeling like I have to do. I don't know. I've been like running on adrenaline all day, and like in such a good mood actually, which is surprising because of the amount of homework and stress that I've been under. But I'm really excited about the playlist. Honestly, I just like sat in the chair and got so mellow. I don't know what happened. But those last few songs were like a bit of a mellower break. Okay, Lou's stuff is actually like more chill than that song, which I guess it's called Dance too, so you know it's got to be like a little dancey. But I'm hoping the next few tracks are gonna wake me up a bit. I'm sure they will. I'm probably gonna like stand up from my chair and maybe I'll dance, and I really hope you can too. Yeah, there's some really awesome ones. Next is an artist called Tox. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, because it might be Spanish. The song is called Som en Sol. So that's S-O-M-E-N-S-O-L. And their artist name Tox is T-O-X-E. Thank you, Hannah, for showing this to me. I know you're in an exam right now. But yeah, it's really great song. I've like, every time I was listening to it when I was like working on the playlist or whatever, I was like, yes, love this one. I kind of, yeah, also like my commentary today is kind of just like, yeah, I love this track, and that's the truth. And that's kind of, I just wanted to play songs that I love and I have fun listening to, because it's been a long week and I know everyone's kind of dying with like, it's like late midterm, early final season, which is the worst. So I hope this is getting you through it.
Oh,
That was Grimes with Venus Fly featuring Janelle Monae. You're tuned in to Bikini Broadcast on CGLO 1690. Well, that song truly woke me up a little bit. I texted my friend the other day that that would be like a really good Drag Race lip sync song, and I stand by that. I feel like you can kind of hear the like ballroom influence, which is interesting, but yeah, such a fun one off of Our Angels. Grimes, Montreal transplant icon, you know how it is. Next is a new song. I really like it. Also, I recommend you check out the music video. This is Underscores with their song Tell Me You Want It. Yeah, it's really fun. And after that, you'll hear some Sophie, because obviously if you're doing women in electronic music, you have to play Sophie. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We got a few more tracks for you. This is Bikini Broadcast, electronic version.
If he thinks that I'm in over my head, dropping all the inches, changing my hair. Amanda says that I'm not on the right track. You'll hate looking back, I told her I'm well aware. Is this doing anything for you, baby? You gotta tell me you want it, tell me you want it. Cause later on, this could be embarrassing for me. Tell me you want it, tell me you want it. You gotta tell me you want it, tell me you want it. You gotta tell me you want it, tell me you want it. You gotta tell me you want it, tell me you want it. You gotta tell me you want it, tell me you want it. Diamond says I think it's too big. Wearing them on my
CJLO presents The Big M Show, a series of hour-long theatrical specials featuring all new music from local singer-songwriter extraordinaire Marlena Moore. Over the course of 2026, come out to Theater VME for dazzling performances, each with their own unique theme, set design, and costumes. They're a fresh take on old-school entertainment and your chance to see your very own Broadway diva at a discount rate. The second Big M show is coming up on March 29th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now at mileendimprov.ca.
Good evening, dear listeners. There's a synth in the house. My name is Matt Faye, and every Wednesday at 10 p.m., I explore songs with any kinds of synthesizers in them across all genres through thematic sessions or free-for-all jams. Trust me, you'll enjoy it as I do know a thing or two about good music. Through random trivia, occasional puns, or my wacky narration, I will make your evenings better amidst this turbulent world. So, come on in, enter my cozy abode, cause there's a synth in the house. Join me Wednesdays 10 p.m.
Oh yeah, see you then.
CGLO 1690 AM. 25 years and we're still getting louder.
CGLO 169. Oh, CGLO 1690 AM. You heard Godzilla Cam. That's the name of the station. Obviously, you probably know that because you're tuned in. Wow. Okay. Next, Sophie Lemonade. The next few songs are really fun. They're quite like experimental. But it's really fun stuff to listen to. So I just wanted to hop on and say enjoy.
Just that when I'm with you, everything's okay. I get that fizzy feeling.
Life Sim remix. Wait, hold on. That was True, the Life Sim remix by Hannah Diamond and PC Music. I was like really locked into the Life Sim remix. I think it's like a really funny name. That's why I noticed it when I was picking the tracks. I was like, that's kind of awesome. And it's an awesome song. Before that was Sophie with Lemonade. And we have one more track. It should take us right to the end of the hour here. This has been Bikini Broadcast, but me just playing electronic music that I've been liking recently. And it's been a lot of fun. Next week, we'll probably get back to regular programming. I've been thinking I need to do like a Riot Girl heavy episode again sometime soon, so stay tuned for that. It's gonna be fun. If you're not familiar with my show, that's kind of like mostly what I do, is female fronted alternative rock and punk. But I like to have weeks where I like do other things or throw other songs in there, obviously, because in the end of the day I can do whatever I want. But yeah, this last track, it's kind of a funny story. I didn't do as much as I was hoping to, but I was really trying to like surf the internet and go down rabbit holes for this week's episode, but I didn't have that much time. But this is something that I found through something that my friend sent me on Bandcamp, and then I went to kind of like their label, but basically something called the Melbourne Dance Music Association, and they have a website and it's really awesome. It's like kind of very old internet aesthetic. It seems like the website's really old too. It's from like 2014. That seemed to be the last year it was like active, and like I went to this group's Facebook page and that was the last time they were active on there. But yeah, they have all this like Australian dance music linked from early 2010s, and I found this group Millie's Paintbox, who it's a little different than the rest of the stuff I played on the show today, which is kind of more hyper poppy, but this is also dancey. I mean, again, I like don't really know these categorizations very well, but like more just like dance mixing. But yeah, it's fun. If you look it up on YouTube, okay, it's called Millie's Paintbox Girls World is like the name of the song, and it's under Melbourne Dance Music Association. The video, this is why I was so intrigued, is they made like a music video, but it's basically them like remixing Twin Peaks as if Laura Palmer was like a girl DJ. And it's really awesome, so I wanted to end with this track, share something that I found in the deep holes of the internet.